Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pizza delivery, hotel workers, and housekeepers have Reddit. What is your NSFW story? How would you rate it 1 to 10? I was a housekeeper. It was a gross job. I came across used condoms, 6 toys, poo, pee. The final straw came when someone had jacked off and left the load on top of the cover. I went to change the bed sheets, and I put my hand right in it. It was a 0/10, definitely wouldn't recommend. I quit soon after. Delivery driver for Jimmy John's once got asked inside and totally thought I was about to bang MILF. Instead, she asked me to help move her dead mom's furniture. Posted before, but fits. Delivered pizza in Washington State back around 15 years ago, and had several odd experiences. Most bizarre one I can remember, I was delivering several pizzas to a house, which came to a total of about $36. I walk up to the house, knock on the door, and a little kid answers the door. He hands me $40, takes the pizzas, and closes the door. I stood there for a moment and just figured they were giving me the rest as a tip and the parents were too lazy to get off the couch. I'm almost back at my car and I hear, "Hey pizza guy, get back here." I turn around and see crazy looking blonde lady in the door in a towel. I walk back and she starts into a rant about how I was trying to steal money from her kid. I explain to her that I just thought they were giving me the money as a tip, and if that was an issue, they can have it back. I gave her the $4 back, and after a bit more talking she ended up giving me $2 as a tip. Not that great, but better than having a pissed off customer. Thinking all was cool, I headed back to the shop. When I get back at the shop, my friend who was managing the shop was on the phone looking a bit pissed. I walk in, and he gets off the phone, and explains that was a customer yelling at him about my behavior. I explain what happened, and we both figure they were crazy, and continue on with the day. Fast forward 20 minutes, I have another order to take, and I'm putting more pizzas in my car. I go to leave, but there is this big ass pickup truck in the way. I go to the driver and ask if they could move, since I have pizzas to deliver. The driver responds, "Why? So you could rip more people off." I look closer, and in the passenger seat is the crazy lady now with crazy boyfriend driving. I go back into the shop and tell my buddy crazy people here to see us. My friend, being the hilarious guy he is, grabs paper and a pen and walks outside, very obviously writes down the guy's license plate, and heads back inside. Then proceeds to call the cops. Shortly after that they take off, but tried to follow me most of the night, but found it hard in their oversized redneck truck and me in a little sporty pizza mobile. TL, Dr. Don't deliver to crazy. 4/10. There was a guy who ordered the same way every week. You know who this is, Jim the usual, and then hangs up. His name was Ron, and his usual was a large 14 sausage pizza burned. Like theirs well done, where we make the cheese a uniform brown, but he wanted it further than that. Not literally black dust, but really dark all over. It was always delivery, and he tipped very well. Our drivers were drivers and order takers only, they didn't work other positions. I worked the oven, and would only go on deliveries if we were way behind on orders. One day in December I get the call from Ron, and I say, "I know your address, but I've never been there, is it easy to find?" He replies, "It's the one with two reindeer frickin' in the front yard." So I'm driving around these cookie cutter townhomes that all look the same, and sure enough, there's one with a decorative reindeer mounting another out front. I walk up to the door, this super tan Italian guy in a purple robe and leopard print briefs, because his robe was wide open, answers the door, shouts at me, "You must be new. Here ya Gio," and throws a 20 at me. Bill was $13, this was in 2001. Only a 2/10 in terms of NSFW stuff, but man, that was a memorable delivery. Seeing this man in person who had cooked pizza for every week for 2 years was like seeing a centaur or unicorn. 10/10 as a customer though. Predictable, direct, kept it quick, tipped well. Pizza delivery for 7 years.
Fewer than 10 times did I see any noteworthy degree of nudity. Usually women hod answer the door in a towel or topless, but it wasn't the opening scene to pronoun that you're picturing. But once, I delivered pizza to an orgy in progress. If that's not a 10, I don't know what is, except that I didn't join in. Used to do bicycle deliveries on the French Quarter in New Orleans. Frequently made deliveries to strippers while they're working. Sometimes you get a little behind the scenes view of the happenings between customers and strippers. Once handed food directly to a stripper, while she was getting finger blasted, and she proceeded to hand me a tip from her bosom, as though nothing was happening. I was a housekeeper at a hotel for a few years. I lived in an expensive city, so rent was high, but the pay covered the basics. One day my boss came up to my cart, and warned me not to start cleaning a particular room, until it was clear. It's not unheard of for guests to request later checkouts, or stay an extra day, but I've never heard someone talk about a cleaning delay in such terms before. Then after 10-ish minutes, a 30-something white male and a paramedic jog over to the room I was warned about. I didn't think it was my business to start prodding, but my first thought was oh frick, dead body. I've heard stories from other hotel staff, it's rare but it happens. This time, the situation was kinda sorta worse than that. Elderly Vietnam vet, rented a room with the sole intention of killing himself, called his son to say goodbye, and son called for an ambulance. He had already taken a shoot ton of pills, but his body rejected them, and head puked, and shoot all over the room. They escorted the elderly man out of the room. There were tears streaming down his cheeks and he wouldn't stop apologizing for the mess. It took 2 hours to clean what I could. We had to call a specialist service in to get the rest. I wasn't angry this time. It was one of the saddest things I'd ever seen. 8 out of 10. Probably not what you came here to see, but I used to work at the front desk of a crappy, no pun intended, hotel. One day the housekeepers found a room where the occupants had taken a steamy hash to in the tub, and turned the heat up to 90 before checking out. It was not safe to work in there. I delivered room service at a nice hotel back in 1890. One night I get a delivery for a bottle of high-end scotch to the penthouse suite. Great sailors, I get automatic 17% on all orders. So the door opens, and I get invited in. There are about 20 young Japanese men in the room and they have one of the guys pinned down on the bed, and are wailing away on his bare feet with a shoe. I see this, and don't know whether to laugh on call security. They see the stunned look on my face, and reassure me that this is a bachelor party tradition, where they are from. Sounds reasonable to me, so I go about my way. On my way out, several of the guys discreetly slid 10s and 20s into my hand as tips. After a couple more deliveries that night, I walked with over $250 from that room alone. 10 to 10 would recommend. I worked front desk for a small hotel in a small town that had 8 of those fantasy suites, where the rooms were designed to look like different things. Igloo, cave, casino, honeymoon suite, etc. There was so much NSFW stuff going on there that the housekeepers just told me to lie to myself when I was doing the laundry. Blood on the middle of the sheet. Clearly someone had a nosebleed. Unidentifiable stain. Had to be a food spill. It was the only way to get through the days. Thank goodness I never worked third shift. Those are the employees that dealt with the most NSFW stuff, mostly thanks to noise complaints. Pizza delivery to a residency, receipt says deliver to set. Now, I've been on a few student film sets before, and I have a pretty good layman's idea of the way things work, so I thought I'd ask what they were filming inside. It's this movie about these two cousins who frick each other. They did not tip me. The most NSFW delivery I ever did was deliver to a couple in a hotel. The woman answered, and paid wearing only panties and a tight-fitting t-shirt, and her chest was ginormous. Then she tipped $10. Due to how close this hotel was to the shop, that's basically a 10/10th delivery. Similar thing happened to me when I delivered newspapers as a kid. This one woman was never home when I collected, and she owed me several weeks' subscription. One day, I was out collecting, and I knocked on her door, only to hear her having sex. Like I said, she owed me money, and was difficult to catch at home. So I kept knocking and knocking. She eventually opened the door in a half-open robe and paid me. I'm pretty sure she even gave me a good tip. A friend of mine works at a hotel. This guy called the front desk asking if they could fix the heater, which is a very common request, even though they are very easy to operate. She went up to his room, and when she got there he had handcuffed himself to the bed and was naked. Guess he was confident she would go for him cause he didn't have the key. She left him there, with no key, but naked and didn't close the door all the way. Worked at Domino's. A guy waved me into his apartment with a gun. Shut the door. Then he just tipped me and I left. As if it was the most casual thing in the world. Maybe he was cleaning it or something when I knocked. Still weird. Was one of two maintenance men at an apartment complex. Thankfully, two older, trashy women preferred the other guy. They would wear old worn out lacy things every time he was scheduled to be in their unit for repairs. They were also borderline hoarders. I do freelance at work. I leave business card at hotels. Sometimes a business person has a PC problem. It has been a pretty nice source of income. I get a call one night from this woman staying at one of the nice, upscale places. The PC has crashed, and she has a presentation in the morning. I pack some spare parts and head over. I get there and it doesn't take long to see her hard drive is failing. The fix takes a while. I have to clone her drive to a new one, then disassemble her notebook to replace it. It could take 3 hours easily depending on how long it takes to clone her old drive. I offer to take it with me, and return it early enough to make her meeting. It would be cheaper for her too, but she doesn't want to let the PC leave her sight. So I get to work. Most of the time I'm just sitting there watching the PC. She says she would like to go work out in the gym. I guess she decided I'm trustworthy looking. She's about 45, as most women executives, she's fit and attractive, but she's all business, never smiles even for a second. I had to ask her some questions, passwords, email address, etc. While I'm talking to her she starts to take off her blouse, unzips her skirt, soon she's standing there in her bra and a half slip. She gets her workout clothes out of her suitcase, and goes around the corner to finish changing. She's gone about an hour, comes back in the room. I'm updating her on progress. She goes and starts the shower. She is asking question and slips off her shorts. Has very sexy panties. She turn her back to me. Takes off her sports bra. And goes into the shower. When she came out she had one of those white hotel robes. She sits on the bed. Drying her hair. I can see her in the mirror. Her robes is open enough to see her nipples. I tell her I should be finished soon. All I have to is take the back off. So I can put the new drive in. She goes in the bathroom, and come out wearing a thin cotton nightie. Nipples can be SE. The bill came to over $300. She even rounded it up to $400 for the excellent service. Did I miss a chance to screw lonely businesswoman? Maybe. I used to work in a hotel as the front desk supervisor. Please don't answer the door in a towel. Ask us to wait, if you need to throw on some clothes real quick. I can't tell you how many times I'd brought something up to a room. The person answered the door in a towel, and then accidentally dropped some or all of the towel reaching for whatever I've brought them. Please. Please put some clothes on. I delivered pizza for 5 years. Seen a lot of bobs, people in the middle of having sex, drugs etc. The one that sticks out was a very attractive lady coming to the door, after her BF goes to get her, wearing the most see-through lingerie I have ever seen. She might as well have been naked. It stands out, because of how damn attractive she was, and how she just stood there for a long time letting me soak it all in. I think they got off on that stuff, and I'm super pissed I got the order right and didn't forget anything, lol. I delivered groceries back in the early 00. Nothing ever happened. I think it gave me low self-image. The closest thing that ever happened, was an old widow who would tip me 100%, when I would sit, and listen to her for a half hour. I delivered Meals on Wheels for a few years, and would always spend a lot of time at two of the houses. One lady had mild dementia. She remembered me most of the time, but always told me about the tree in her backyard she and her husband had planted when they bought the house as new Liwats in the 50s. I made sure to ask to see it every time, and to absolutely go wild at how amazing it was. She always made me tea, and we'd chat about just random things. She was a real joy. The other was an old man who never had any lights on in his house. He just smoked cigarettes and watched TV. Ed usually have cigarettes with him and talk about young ladies and cars, stuff he loved, but would never likely experience again. He'd always say something like, "Get any good posse lately?" and he'd lie or tell the truth if it involved talking about nice bobs and short skirts or whatever. I know that's probably not a welcome topic here, but I think he just needed someone to talk to, so I played into his interest. That dude was hilarious though. He always offered to lend me his old Cadillac if I was having a hard time jetting posse, as he'd say it. Imagine Blue from old school, and that was him, just less mobile. Oh well, I miss those days. I was being trained to do the night audit. The audit is a pretty dead shift with a lot of downtime. We'd done the basics and now we're just hanging out in the lobby. We're watching TV when my trainer points past me and says, "That dude's naked." Nope. Not turning around. Not even going to pretend to be interested. Nope. He gets up and rushes over to the front desk. I finally turn around and see a completely naked man. "How can I help you, sir?" I fricked up. "Yes, it seems you did. Had done the classic, said something outside your door, and it closes behind you, locking the naked person in the hallway." As a former teen Domino's delivery expert in rural Tennessee, I have been tipped in every drug you could ever imagine. 2 to 10 out of 10. Really depended on the drug, if I took it. Had women on a drinking dare usually answer the door topless, bottomless, or wearing a horse head. 9 out of 10. Was wholesome. Asked if I could be tipped in one hand job from a 40-ish year old. 3 out of 10. She was lovely, but stupid. Called to my girlfriend's place to get a blowjob. 10 out of 10. A bit of roleplay, FCKA, and opened a door to the creepiest freaking man I have ever seen. Crook smile I will never forget, in a motorhome in the middle of nowhere on the bend of a random street. His eyes were too wide, his smile too forced. That freaking guy haunts me to this day. 0 out of 10. Amazon is lazy and will deliver all of my neighbor's packages to my house. It doesn't bother me too much, I go around and deliver them. I was out handing out a couple packages. We have an older couple mid-60s by us. The lady opens the door. I go to hand her the package. When their bulldog comes bolting out of the hallway. Couple seconds later, so does the old man. In tighty white ties. It's his house whatever. Except the elastic is ripped away from the underwear. His dick and balls are flying out on display. I work at a hotel and conference center. We have 30-ish conference rooms, so we have a respectable amount of space. Well, a couple decided to retreat into one of our conference rooms not knowing that I had to set rooms for the next day. I was surprised when I walked through the door to see both of them half naked on the floor. To this day I still don't know who was more surprised. I used to work as a delivery driver. I once delivered to this what I would assume mom minivan in driveway, toys all over etc, who was tweaking on something. She was 35 to 40 years old and answered the door in nothing but a bra and panties. Rotting teeth, mangled hair, and just a flat out mess. Said that I looked good in a uniform and proceeded to tell me she cold and tipped me, asked if I wanted to come in. Was literally a textbook stereotype delivery boy fantasy, just with added drugs. It was interesting to say the least, and I hope the kids weren't home in the state she was in. Worked at the front desk of a pretty nice hotel. My shift usually didn't end till 11 p.m. and everyone else usually left by 10 p.m. So one night I'd get a call for towels, and I grab them and head up since I'm the only one working. I knock and a dude dances in a man thong and his partner is laying naked on the bed, just freeballing it. The dude in the thong says something to the effect of, "Wanna join us, cutie? I'm a guy." I politely declined and disappeared as fast as I could. Super awkward. Pizza delivery, I had the standards that are all pretty much listed here. Naked answers, shooting up, offers of 6/drugs. But the one that stuck with me and honestly made me want to bleach my entire body was in a neighborhood right behind our shop. The street lights were never functioning in this area and the front porch had junk piled high on either side, so it blocked any sign of life I could have seen from the street. The smell was a mixture of sewage and spray paint and I almost heaved halfway to their entrance. There was no door, so I just hollered pizza and breathed into my shirt. The chick that approached was covered in scabs and cigarette burns. It was the worst I have seen. She was clutching the money for this medium pizza in these crusty, dirty, covered hands and kind of just staring at me. I let her know I needed the money in order to give her the pizza, and she held it out kind of like a child does. I did the swap and jogged back to my car. Thankfully, I had Clorox wipes and sanitizer in my console for the less desirable delivery location situations, but this still burns strong in my memory. Not a pizza delivery guy or hotel worker, but I used to do it stuff for people. One day I got called after hours to fix a computer. I called when I arrived and was told to just walk in, and the desktop was in the office to the left going, and the only thing wrong was it wasn't plugged in. Plug it in and make sure it turned on without any issues. As soon as I turn around, the woman who called is there in nothing but a thin silk robe. My story is fairly boring, but I clean houses on the side to make ends meet. My neighborhood is pretty good, but I live next to some very wealthy neighborhoods. It's nice because the houses are pretty much spotless, so I get paid good money to wipe down clean counters and vacuum spotless carpet. I had this one customer who was really particular about stuff. A fairly attractive single dad of four in a mansion. He wanted the vacuum lines on the carpet a certain direction and the blinds closed at a certain angle. Stuff like that. It was fine, because he paid me really well. After a month or so, he started striking up conversations more and more, and asking me about any weird stuff that had ever happened. Then one day he was in his living room working on his laptop, and asked me to help move the coffee table that the laptop is on. He left a soda without the lid on right next to the computer that I couldn't see from the angle I was at, and when he went to set the table down, it knocked over and got on his computer. He said it was my fault and that I could either clean for free or make up for it in some other way. You guessed it, he was insinuating that I prostitute myself to pay off the laptop. I didn't, and he texted me for weeks afterwards threatening all kinds of things if I didn't come back and pay off the laptop. Super creep. Repost from Arad, but honest as all get out, did this on accident. Rented a room in Santa Cruz W/GF. Smoke a ton of weed, drink a lot of Jack, and start freaking around. She surprised me with a vibrator and 5 different attachments WTF and a pair of cuffs. Everything's laid out on the bed, having a good old time, and we get the munchies. I order a pizza, and they say 45 minutes. Great. More time to frick. Lost the time, and sure enough, knock at the door. Im shitty and can't find my pants, still cuffed up. Im hollering at the door telling him to hold on. Find my pants, can't find cuff keys, so I send her off into the bathroom. Open up the door shirtless. Dude's got pizza looking kinda pissed. Oh. Well. For him. I reach for my wallet and it's not there. I tell him to come in drunk while I look. He takes 2 steps in, and the door closes. Behind him, he takes a look around. An ounce of weed, a half empty 1/5 of Jack, 1 vibrator and 5 attachments. GF hears the door click and assumes safety, so she pops out but naked, hands cuffed behind her back. She screams, his eyes bug out. Very calmly, he sets the pizza down, walks outside and just waits. When I found my wallet, I gave him a hefty tip, but he couldn't look me in the eye. This was actually when I was doing door-to-door fundraising for my high school football team. Went to a luxury apartment complex to see if I could get some bigger donations. Mostly everyone said no, or they had kids that went to another school and donated there. I heard music from one apartment and knocked anyways. A couple guys with a group of about 5 girls were having a little party. Between them all, they bought all the fundraising books I had, and the guy who answered wrote me a check for $100 to get my goal limit reached to receive my uniform for free. I was so stoked. I asked what they did for a living, because they all looked just a few years older than I was. Porn. It was a hangout of young pronoun actors and actresses, in the midst of what I assume turned into an orgy. Every single one of them were basically physically perfect.
We When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.